Sharon was looking out of a window today and saw a pregnant woman walking up the street. She smiled and suddenly found herself on a memory trip to her own pregnancy. Those days had been days of expectation and nervousness. She had come very aware of her body and the needs of the unborn child inside her. She had learned how to put up with discomfort. She had experienced a sense of responsibility for human life that she'd never known before. The woman on the street was out of sight now, but Sharon's memories were crystal clear. She was glad that those 9 months were over, but she was also grateful for what she'd learned about herself in the days of waiting. The bearing of a child changed the color of her hair, the shape of her body, and her inner life as well. The waiting had changed her almost as much as the birth of her little girl. Long ago, another young woman waited for her child to be born. And today, you and I wait once again for his coming into our world. As wondrous as Jesus' birth is, our waiting and watching can teach us new things about ourselves. Like Sharon, perhaps our waiting for the birth can leave marks upon our lives. Marks of facing discomfort for the sake of the birth and taking responsibility for the sake of those who are weaker than ourselves. As we prepare a highway for our God in the desert, we will discover that the desert is never the same again.